something that we're very familiar with in Ireland, North and South. In the North, we have to have a coalition. It's the law that everybody who gets over a certain amount of seats has to be in the government, whether they bloody well like it or not. And in the South, just to give you an idea, the last Bertie Ahern's attempts to pull together a coalition took 3 months. So if these guys can do it in a couple of weeks, that's pretty good. They've got the cabinet all made already, so perhaps things aren't that difficult, and people shouldn't be quite so fearful of coalitions as they clearly were, well, certainly some Conservatives were, I think, towards the end of that campaign. Very briefly, in terms of the outcome, I think it's a really intelligent outcome by what is possibly the first really intelligent electorate. And I think, although there's been a lot of stuff said about the TV debates, I think one important thing to note about those is they were, by and large, by gift of about 75 kind of different rules, unmediated by any journalistic intervention. It was very much the three guys themselves trying to make their own plays. But also we had a journalistic class that, by and large, weren't getting outside the Westminster bubble, but were being fed by things like polls on a daily basis. I mean, certainly it was way beyond any of my experience to see polls coming just quite as quickly as they did this time. And also, the tool that I think probably topped everything else out, and this is the whole blogosphere in total, was the electoralcalculus.co.uk. The BBC used a version of it, the Telegraph used a version of it, and that was really interesting because it absolutely put the swingometer, the old binary two-party thing, absolutely into what Peter Robinson of the UP might call a Sadducee's grave. So, in a sense, it gave people a sense of possibility. And what we've got is actually a rather equitable hedging of the bets. Even Labour managed to get their beleaguered and very often bewildered PM out of number 10 with a degree of grace that probably was impossible to imagine 6 months ago. The Lib Dems have got their orange bookers, the intellectual cast of the Liberal Democrats, into power for the first time in many, many generations. So there's a real sense of possibility there that they can begin to make themselves as real politicians and relinquish their role, their long-term role, as the UK's political theoreticians. And David Cameron has pretty much, in bringing the Liberal Democrats in, rid himself of the millstone of the Tory right, the kind of the anti-European, anti-EU, anti-future, anti-internet, anti-everything. And the guys he has to deal with now are much more equitable and, you know, well-educated chaps.